Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. And welcome to Tuesday, September 11th, 2012.
Episode 8.16, the Week 1 Recap Show.
Yeah, what a Week 1 it was. Surprises galore.
I mean, we're going to talk about the most scoring in a Week 1 in the history of the NFL.
I didn't know that.
I'm telling you that. We're going to talk about that. How many points were scored? Five teams put 40 burgers up on the board.
Five teams, besides putting up 40 burgers, also started rookie quarterbacks. And we're going to tell you how they all did.
And five teams put up 30 burgers.
Dang.
Not to mention all the losing teams that had over 20 points. Lots to talk about.
Holy crap.
Let's just get to it, baby.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
I was so excited, I was a little screechy. I was like,
When? It's okay, though. I mean, because honestly, everybody was so excited. Last night, I was, and I'll keep this very brief, I was at Angel Stadium, and you know all anyone cared about? I'm in the dugout. Clubhouse, not the dugout, but the clubhouse with the players.
Yeah.
They're all watching NFL football.
Yeah, I was like,
they've
how
all
the
got
heck
their fantasy
get...
football sheets out. They all got their iPads out.
How the heck did you get into the dugout? But yeah.
I was in the dugout and it was on the Jumbotron until they let the fans in. When they let the fans in, then it switched over. And yeah. We're not watching football here. No.
No, of course
up
not.
Up in the press box, all anyone was doing was watching football. Because football rules the school. Baseball is a marriage of 25 years. It's with you all the time. It's known. But NFL is Vegas, baby.
Okay.
It's Vegas, baby. Right. They're totally different animals. And well, the NFL is Vegas, baby. And it's back.
Vegas. Two quick things, because we're gonna jet through 16 games today.
We are.
So here we go. First of all, this happened after we started, Jeffrey. We did our preview show. Basically,
you look worried.
The bounties suspensions were lifted.
Yes. For
Jonathan,
players.
For players, not for coaches. Coaches.
That would have been interesting, and that might have made some things different.
Yes. Jonathan Vilba and Smith, Will Smith, were on the field for the New Orleans Saints. Vilma did not play because of an injury, but Smith played. Then Scott Fujita, who's now with the Cleveland Browns, I don't know if he played or not, but they were so bad, I don't know. I gotta catch up on that game. Hargrove, he's without a team. The Packers released him before the season started, so he's still looking for employment.
And he's like, dudes, I can play now.
Yes.
You can hire me
now. You can hire me.
Hello.
Which is good. So that happened on Friday, just as the weekend game.
We should never stop the podcast.
Never.
It needs to be a live stream because things happen just like that.
24/7.
365.
Yeah, there you go.
We just live in the cave, and nice trolls come up to the cave and bring us food. I don't know. Maybe. We will give you all the news that's fit to be printed as we get through the games.
And so let's just, without any further ado, I just want to say thank you to the NFL for celebrating my birthday every year.
Yes, they're so good about that.
I enjoyed.
They gave you two games this year.
I enjoyed a great birthday with not one, but two football games to watch.
Now, I've decided, Steven, that for a long time when I knew Steven, he was 29 every year.
Yes.
I decided that you should be 39 now.
No, I'm still 29.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to get to be a harder sell.
Really?
I'm just thinking 39 is you can go with that for another.
I have no gray.
No, you do. Well, none?
None.
I haven't looked.
There's one. I pulled it.
Okay. You know what Kara said to me once?
What?
I was in the car, and she caught me pulling a gray hair.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what are you doing, Dad? She was a little kid, because obviously that wouldn't be the case today.
Yes.
I said, I'm just pulling some gray hairs. I said, but it's okay, because I don't mind that they're there. I just noticed one. Oh, that's good. And I said, why is that good? Well, because you got a lot of them. Very nice. Thank you to
nice.
Your young daughter. But,
there you go.
So, Steven, happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you very
if
much.
If you want to continue 29, I suggest 39. Let's get – and you know what? Speaking of presents, that they gave you an early present of the Dallas Cowboys going to the Nueva York football Giants?
What a way to start my birthday weekend.
Holy crap. The only person, 82% of people believed that the Giants would beat the Cowboys.
How many?
82%.
Wow.
Now, how many Cowboys fans are going to root for the Cowboys no matter what? I put that number at about 10%.
Okay.
Okay, so that leaves 2% of the people who believe Elvis is still alive. Nobody really gave the Giants a chance except for Steven Miranda. He says, I've looked at the 22-22 film.
I gave the Cowboys a chance.
Yes. Did I say the Steelers?
You said the Giants a chance.
I said the Giants. Nobody gave the Cowboys a chance except for my man over here, Steven Miranda, who gave us the reasons why.
Yes. Not only did it, you know.
You said why.
I think a lot of people were saying, Steven just beat a homer. I saw the streak coming to an end.
History.
You know, 13 is a magical number in the NFL. It is.
There's a reason buildings don't have that floor.
There you go. And I saw a better team. I saw a better team. And I'm shocked that, because when Phil Costa went out in the first quarter,
yeah,
I was devastated. I was like, that we're in trouble.
Now, explain the significance of Phil Costa for those
who don't
know.
The center of the Dallas Cowboys, missed most of the preseason.
Of the top five problems last year, would you put the center play?
The center play and the offensive line in general.
I mean, really, if I could ask Tony Romo any question to be a smart guy, to be a wise guy, I would say, what's it like not having any idea where the football is going to come from under center? You know, if it's going to be between your legs, over your head, to the left, to the right, in your face.
In steps Ryan Cook.
Yeah.
A guy who's been with the football team for 5 days.
5 days. And where did he come from?
He was just acquired from the Miami Dolphins via
trade. If the Miami Dolphins are willing to let you go, what does that mean about you? Kostaki will have some things to say about that later on in the show.
That's right. We do have Kostaki.
We got our big finish. You do not want to leave before the big finish.
Yes, the Kostaki Economopoulos.
Week one takes from Kostaki.
Who is going to be here every week from now on for the rest of the season. So that's going to be fun stuff.
Be way more regular
but
than
anyways,
me.
But anyways, you know, They allowed a lot of pressures. They got after Tony Romo, but they only allowed 2 sacks.
Yeah.
And none from Jason Pierre-Paul or Justin Tuck.
Right.
So they did okay. They did well enough to finish the job. They shore up. If they shore up that offensive line,
I am sorry
for the rest of the league. The Dallas Cowboys are going to be tough to beat.
If they get a week of practice together, that would be a good start. These are guys that largely don't know each other.
24-17, the Cowboys took a 14-point lead late in the game, and then Eli Manning and the Giants kind of marched down the field.
I was waiting.
Threw a touchdown pass, made it 24-17. But this time, unlike last year, when Romo just overthrew Miles Austin, either Miles Lawson lost it in the lights or whatever.
We don't know.
Just overthrew him a little bit, and they could not complete that crucial third down play. This time, it was Kevin Ogletree, a man almost nobody outside of Dallas knew who he
was. What percent of people had him on fantasy rosters? 1%?
Not even. I don't even
less
think
than
it was.
1%?
I think it was less. It was like 0.87%.
Yeah.
Of people had him on fantasy
and I
roster.
Guarantee you 0.0% had him in their roster.
Yes.
Had him active.
He had a 0% start.
Yes.
Dude blew up 114 yards, 2 touchdowns, almost had a third. And Tony Romo, you got to give it to him. Look.
Here's my diss on Tony.
He was elusive, and he got away when needed to. 2 of the touchdown passes he threw was when he was evading a rush from Jason Pierre-Paul. And he made some great plays.
Let me speak ill of Tony Romo right now.
Go ahead.
He was a little jacked up in the beginning. He was missing balls high.
Yeah, he was.
Start
of the season.
Yeah, game one against the Giants.
Opening night.
Yeah. He didn't have jitters. He had adrenaline plus.
Yes.
And he was missing people high. And he got fortunate that none of those came back and bit him in the butt.
One more thing. I'm going to give some props to Jason Witten all week long. Everybody thought the dude's not going to play. He had a lacerated spleen.
Ugh.
Dude somehow gets cleared.
It's not like he was out there
balling. Steps on the field. He didn't have a great game.
No.
He only had 2 catches. But he
his
was.
His presence makes was, you account for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you got to account for him. And he was great in the blocking game.
He
you
was.
Know, if you had to rely on Hannah or Phillips to come in. And
if I'm going to have to be relegated to blocking duties, I'd rather not have an internal organ injury. That's just me, Mr. Wussy.
After watching this game, there's one thing, Jeff. that I do not ever want to do, and that is piss off head coach Tom Coughlin. Rookie David Wilson, you got two carries. You fumbled on your second.
Bye-bye.
Then they send you back to return a kick. You almost fumble that one. And
that
after that
is the end.
You
David
never
Wilson.
See the field again, dog.
And he'll give you another chance this week. He's a fair guy.
This week.
But if you screw up this week, you might as well be going
that
look
was
for
the,
work.
That was the knock on Wilson going in. You know, rookie running back, but he puts the ball on the ground a lot. He does it
they
there.
They took a flyer on him, and it did not pay off. Sean Lee, inside linebacker, just looked fantastic.
He's a beast. Well, you know what we're calling that defense now in Dallas?
What are we calling that Dallas defense? In Dallas. We don't live in Dallas.
My heart's in Dallas, though. I basically live in
Dallas.
Where?
On the grassy knoll?
My brother, you do not know this, but my heart lives in the container in my brother's house. Yes.
At David's house.
Yes. And he actually takes it to the stadium on game day.
He's a Giants fan.
Yes. But he takes it to the stadium on game day. Because he loves me that much.
You that much.
Yes.
But that's stupid. I don't think he actually does that. And he has people, and I think one of his people might do it for him.
Anyways, the final score there, 24-17. The Cowboys take an early lead in the division.
And
the
I open the week losing.
Yeah.
And that was rough.
And I'm just going to say one more thing. I am mad you bullied me out of taking this game and making it the challenge.
There's
game.
A lot of people that give me far too much credit in the Steven manipulation department.
You did a little
I
bit.
I see it on Facebook. I see it on Twitter. I can't believe how much Steven lets Jeff work him. No. I can be persuasive.
Yeah.
But when it comes to my relationship with Steven and picks,
I lost week one in the challenge game.
I am not a puppet master.
I'm not saying you're a puppet master, but you did.
I'm not even a puppeteer.
I want you to so much make this the challenge game. Make it the challenge game.
I did because of history.
Yeah. And so
it was no disrespect on the Cowboys. It was absolute respect. You know what I'm happy about? My powerful rankings did not preseason, which meant I didn't have to get the Giants out there in number one and ever see them there in number one, where I really didn't want to see them, but they needed to be there based on respect for a Super Bowl win.
Defense of the Giants, they had some injuries in the secondary. Their secondary
serious injuries.
Was awful.
Decimated.
And that's because
and they got attacked.
No Prince of Mukamura, and then Cole goes out with an injury in the second quarter. So, you know, they look bad in the secondary. The Cowboys and Tony Romo exploited that. If they get healthy, they should be all right. All right, we're going to move on to Sunday's game where Andrew Luck and rookie quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts take on the Chicago Bears, and it was ugly.
Steven, I went back and looked at this game on NFL Rewind, which I highly recommend to those who can afford such luxuries.
And if you want to do it, send me an email. I'll send you a link, which will help me.
Exactly. It'll give Steven $15 in his pocket.
Yes.
Which is cool. But on NFL Rewind, I went back, watched a condensed version of this entire game.
Yes.
You know, it only takes half an hour. What I was surprised at, I have a revisionist history of this game now. Andrew Luck played well. I'm giving him a B-minus now in my rookie quarterback ratings. He made a lot of mistakes. I'm not saying he didn't.
Four turnovers.
I understand. Well, so we counted three picks and the one
and
fumble. I saw them all,
okay,
Steven. And there could have been more. Okay, so I saw all this. But what I'm saying is that Chicago Bears defense is ferocious. And he stayed poised. And he stayed confident, and he was still slinging the ball late in the game, and he played like a guy who's going to be
and
relevant.
And now I'm going to step in right there. He did it late in the game when the game was no longer in question, and the Chicago Bears were playing vanilla defense, playing deep, letting him get all the short stuff. He only had 130 yards passing in the first half.
I understand
it
that.
It all happened late.
I'm giving him a B-minus. I upgraded him from a C-plus to a B-minus.
You throw three interceptions and you fumble the ball in your first game. You did not play well.
You play against the Bears and you survive and you have survive. You get a C.
I'm sorry. He made my bad. And my good, bad, and the ugly for week one.
Look, there was plenty of bad out there.
One of the bad was all rookie quarterbacks not named RG3.
Now, how about Jay Cutler out there looking bad in the beginning of this game?
Yeah,
looking
he turned
like
it
Jay
around
Cutler
pretty quickly.
Yeah, and then he reminded himself, well, he reminded Brandon Marshall's here. Oh my gosh, my best friend's here.
I have big mistake, Jay. Boom, interception for a touchdown. I'm like, oh wow. And then he decided, you know what?
He found Brandon.
And Jeffries.
Ballin'.
And the rookie, Jeffries.
Yeah, no, he had a lot of help.
So Jay Cutler did turn it around. You got to give it to Matt Forte. I still think that the Chicago Bears need to find a way to give Matt Forte at least 30 touches a game.
So you're supporting Matt Forte in his recent whine about...
Oh, heck yeah! Why are you going to let go? He's going to take you all the way down to the 5-yard line, and you're going to pull him and give the ball to Michael Bush?
You're going to keep this guy... Is it about team, or is it about him?
How about you at least give him the ball one time to see if he can score or not?
He insisted they didn't respect him, which is why they weren't paying him, so they paid him, and now he's still whining. I want him to shut the hell up. They won a very difficult game. They won it handily, and I just say, be quiet. Be quiet now, okay? Be done with thee. You won by 20 points, and yeah, you shared carries, but you still put up sick numbers. Just because you could have put up sicker numbers, so what? So what? Stop whining. When does it take to make you happy?
I have to
get my money and I have to get all the touches.
All I'm saying is Forte got 19 touches.
And how many yards?
In a game. The yards are
how
not what I'm talking
yards?
About.
How many yards?
I'm just talking about the touches.
How many?
Just let me talk about the touches. He had 19 touches. Bush had...
12.
13 touches.
Okay, I got 12.
Okay, so there you go. I'm just saying, I would like to see my best offensive weapon.
Somebody told me this game was in hand. Why risk injury?
This is early. The Michael Bush carries were
early
in the game.
Goal line carries. He got
early in the game. Right, that's what I'm saying. Early in the game, you don't at least get your best weapon one shot inside the 5-yard line to score a touchdown, and then say, you know what? Now I need my big bruiser, and you bring him in. They never handed him the ball inside the five.
I'm not complaining. If I'm a Bears fan, I'm loving this. If I am if I'm Matt Forte, I'm going to whine all the way. I can't whine to the bank because they got all the money, which is mine. But I'm going to whine to my wife and kids and family and Twitter followers and stuff. And as a Bears fan, I would say enjoy the win because it was a beautiful game, and you guys played really well. Brandon Marshall, 9 catches, as you said, Jeffrey with 3 for 80 yards and a touchdown. I am concerned about this. Brandon Marshall cannot bear this much of the offensive responsibility on this squad. Jay Cutler's going to have to build that level of rapport with other guys, and he spread the ball around well, so I'm not saying he didn't, but Brandon Marshall was just that security. But I want to see a little bit more balance in the offense rather than Brandon Marshall will save my life. Boom, there he does. And look, if that's the worst thing you can say about a team, this Bears team will go to the playoffs. I guarantee that. Because they're good.
They got to stay healthy.
They got to stay healthy. But I thought Indianapolis looked better than I thought they would against this Bears team. That's probably why I'm giving my B+.
Okay.
There you go. And let's compare it to Eli Manning,
shall we? Final score there, 41-21, the Bears over the Colts.
He put up nearly identical numbers to Eli Manning.
Peyton Manning's first start.
As a Colt.
But numbers, passing yards, completions, not turnovers.
Touchdowns, 1. Interceptions, 3. But fumbles, probably none. I don't know. But I'm not going comprehensive.
Yeah.
I'm just doing a flyover. And Reggie Wayne, let me tell you, Reggie Wayne is going to save his bahookas.
And we said back 15 years ago, that was a horrible start for Peyton Manning.
Right.
It is what it is. It was a horrible start for Andrew Luck. That's the only way you could see
Reggie Wayne is going to be fine.
Only because that's the only guy he can throw the ball to and depend on him to catch the ball.
He's going to get a lot.
He got hurt on one of the catches. He actually missed a couple plays due to injury.
You really hating. You watch. I'm just you watch.
Yeah, the Colts are in trouble.
Where's my just you watch?
It's going to be a long season.
Get your facts straight. You've got the facts. You've got numbers. I know. But I just wanted a just you watch.
The Philadelphia Eagles travel to Cleveland.
To face the
Cleveland Browns.
Of the day. You know what was brown? Brown is a color that you should associate with, you know, generally bad. And this game was god-awful, was it not?
It was really bad.
God-awful.
Especially for the Philadelphia. I want to play a song for you. Now, this song, I only know it because of a Microsoft Internet Explorer 9 commercial.
And if you're not running IE9, you're in the majority.
Okay. So this is what I have to say about IE9. And it feels like Have you heard this song now?
Yeah, because the commercial.
There is nothing I can really say.
I'm too close to love you?
Yes.
That I'm the worst browser ever made?
Oh, man. So anyway, they're talking about the... I really don't know what the song has to do with the browser.
What does it have to do with what we're talking about?
Okay, will you let me do it?
I'm standing by.
The song is really cool. You got to give it to me. It's a good
song. It's a good jingle.
Right? And it's catchy.
It's too bad it's not for a good product.
Well, that's the thing. That's exactly my point. And that's why I'm playing it
for
the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, it's the Eagles anthem.
Right? It is a great suit. I mean, you start...
You like it better than this.
I start listening to the song. You can turn that off. I start listening to this song.
Just too
and
close to love.
My head starts bobbing. And I'm just like, you know,
you're
all
right. not close to the Eagles. You hate them.
Will you let me finish?
Yes, sir. I promise.
Thank you.
I promise.
So you're listening to the song, and you're like, wow, that's pretty good. And you see it's for IE9, which is a browser, which is crap. And so I think that's what the Philadelphia does.
Play it again.
You play it for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Mike Vick.
Yeah.
LeSean.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy.
Shady. Yeah.
Dude Jackson.
Yeah.
Macklin.
That defense.
Whoa.
So many shutdown
corners.
They're
not that good.
They can't even beat the Browns. Oh, wait, they did.
The only reason they beat the Browns is because the rookie quarterback, rookie running back, rookie wide receiver, and that offense was awful. The Browns defense just terrorized the Eagles. They gave the Browns offense possessions inside the Eagles territory four times.
How many?
And all they could come away with was three field goals. You know where their long touchdown came?
Pretty ridiculous.
Their long touchdown came on defense when DeQuell Jackson intercepted Vic and returned to 27 yards
freaking
for a touchdown.
Freaking ridiculous.
When your defense scores more touchdowns than your offense, you're bad. Okay? And that is the only reason why Mike Vick and the Eagles won that game is because they played a horrible team. If it were any other team, they would have lost by 50.
It was a piss poor performance. It was the worst game of the day. I don't know what to say. It was stunningly bad.
I mean, it really was.
It was so bad. When I had a chance to look at it again, I thought about it because I'm like, it could have been that bad,
and it could have been worse for the Eagles. Vic on that final drive where he threw the final touchdown pass to give them the 17-16 win, fumbled the ball. And I actually think it was recovered by the Browns, but then the refs blew the whistle, and the ball stayed on the ground, and then Vic picked it up, and they gave it to, and then they didn't let Shermer challenge the play.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And I'm just saying, it could have been worse. There were two other fumbles by the Eagles that they fortunately recovered themselves.
Brandon Weeden's debut gets him a solid F. He was 0-for-9 on throws over 10 yards.
Yes, and on throws where a flag nearly killed him.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember before the game started?
Oh, my gosh.
He's standing there.
Caught underneath the... Dude, you're 28. You're not a real rookie. And you get caught underneath the American flag before the national anthem, and you got to find your way out. I'm lost, and I can't get up.
That video leads every highlight of the Browns.
I thought he was trying to help. I wanted to give him the benefit of a doubt. Maybe the flag people messed up, and he's helping. No. Michael Vick, fourth interception, most by an Eagles quarterback at a season opener since 1941.
41. I wasn't around then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations, Andy Murray, by the way. Speaking of things to go back to the 30s and 40s, congratulations on your U.S. Open win.
I saw that coming, by the way.
The U.S. Open tie-in? Or the...
No, the U.S. Open, the Andy Murray winning the U.S. Open.
I got to tell you how that screwed me up last night.
I called it the day after he won the gold medal in the Olympics.
You figured he took that step at that point.
I was like, this kid is not going to be stopped for a while.
I didn't know if he could continue to survive on his cut shots and things like that, but he has, and he said really well. But here's what happened. So that went as I was supposed to go on the air last night. I asked them to push it.
Yeah.
They probably would have anyways.
Yeah.
But I said, please don't have me on right now because he just won. Get your tennis people in here and do this proper because I can't give proper respect to a tennis game.
Right.
And especially to a national sensation, which is Andy Murray, and your country needs to celebrate.
Yeah.
And so push me. Well, they pushed me, and they pushed me 25 minutes or so. Well, they they ended me, they had me on, and it went into the national anthem. And I said to Mike, I said, I can't, I've got to go. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We need to go to commercial, or you need to talk because I can't talk. And he didn't understand. So we've got a cultural thing. Somebody shoot me an email. What happens in Great Britain? Is it okay for people to talk during God Save the Queen? Because in the United States of America, I don't know anywhere where you don't just shut up and take off your headset even, you know, and stand for the national anthem and stop talking. And it was very confusing to them. It was very confusing to them. But, yeah, so anyways, got that off my chest.
Anyways, the final score, 17-16. They
gave Andy Reid his 137th win.
Escaped
somehow
with a victory.
Passed Hank Stram.
Eagles, but they could not. They cannot be happy with that win at all.
They're going to get worked so hard in practice this week.
Talk about another team that should have dominated. The Detroit Lions hosted the St. Louis Rams, and they went to the wire.
No roar.
They went to the wire, sneaked out with a 27-23 victory.
Riddle me this, Batman.
I'm riddling it.
I said this Rams team doesn't suck as much as you think. Do I get a little bit of support, or are you just going to say that the Lions were horrible?
The Lions were horrible.
Okay. So
Stafford gave them 14 points. It's like,
did.
Here you
he
go.
He absolutely did.
Okay, take those 14 points away, and it's 27 to what, 9?
Yeah.
Okay. They are a bad football team, but when a team gives you, just like the Cleveland
they
Browns,
went to
you think
Detroit.
The Cleveland Browns are a good team?
No.
No.
The Eagles are what I said they are.
Okay. I'm just saying that the Rams, don't give them that credit. Sam Bradford couldn't even throw for 200 passing yards on a defense that was suspect in the secondary.
How many times did he hit Amendola? He targeted him at least 20 times.
Steven Jackson could only rush for 53
Steven
yards.
Steven Jackson was looking like Steven Jackson. He was trying to, unlike Chris Johnson, you could see him trying to put the boosties on.
Yeah, but they weren't going. He averaged 2.5 yards per
carry. He was stuck in piles of brown, Steven. That was the problem. But you could see those little legs chugging against a wall. And it was too bad for him and too bad for the Rams. But Matt Stafford, you got to love this about Matt Stafford.
When he can throw three interceptions?
No, 14 seconds left when he made that touchdown pass.
Yeah.
You see a young Brett Favre. Oh, only he's bigger and stronger. He was so pumped
up.
Yes, he started celebrating like a monk. Don't make fun of him.
I am.
He was just, I love him. I love Matt Stafford, man. He's awesome. He's going to make mistakes. He's young.
You know what? I would have been pissed that I was in that situation. I had a freaking lead, a touchdown. And, by the way, it's coming out now. The refs mismanaged the clock at the end of this game.
The refs did something wrong.
And they got another 15 seconds that they shouldn't have had. I can tell you that right now, the NFL and the commissioner, they're trying to figure out what's going on, what they're going to do. I know that they've sent a memo to the team saying
Plan through week five.
Five
is the most recent. Ugh, they have a plan through week five.
You
all the
what?
Guys are assigned.
It was awful.
And nobody's saying this, Steven. Everyone's like, no, it's good enough. It's good enough. No, it's not.
Wait till my good, bad, and the ugly gets posted.
Steven, do you agree with me? This is not good enough officiating.
It is not.
And
it is not.
I'm sorry. When guys are now being able to hold, when they're being told, these new officials are being told,
Don't talk to Mario Williams about holding.
Don't throw the flag.
Yeah.
When in doubt, don't throw a flag. Is that the NFL that we've come to know and resent sometimes?
No.
Where you err on the side of not throwing a flag? The pendulum, my friends, has gone from one extreme to the other, where we throw flags because you breathe too hard on somebody's head. Now we're not throwing flags when there's clear helmet-to-helmet contact? And you're giving fourth timeouts? I know that's happened before. That doesn't make it okay.
Right.
And when you're being given 14 extra seconds at the end of a game
where
another team's winning?
Yeah.
This affects the outcome of games.
And here's how that happened. At the end of that game, there was a play that the Rams had the ball, Jeff. And Jeff Fisher noticed that it was 2:38. So he figures, if the Lions don't use their final timeout, I don't have to run a play before the 2-minute warning. Well, he looks up at the clock, and the clock's not running. The clock should have been running, allowing the Rams to either A, run the clock all the way down to the 2-minute warning before they ran a play, or B, force the Lions to use their final timeout.
Right.
That would have changed completely the outcome. Look, because he was able, because they had that one timeout in his hip pocket, Stafford was able to throw the ball down the middle of the field.
And he was wide
he
open.
He had three huge passes down the middle of the field. You can't do that if you got timeout.
You can't use the middle
timeout.
Of the field if you don't got no timeouts.
It's a completely different scenario.
The game is
maybe the Lions still win. Maybe.
Probably, because they're playing the Rams,
yes,
as Steven would
exactly.
point out. I think the
but
Rams could have won.
That timing situation, what do you think the first thing Fisher did after the game? Sent the letter to the league.
Took several Tylenol?
Sent the letter to the league.
After saying, he took several Tylenol.
Well, probably. Okay.
Now, I got to give mad props, Kevin Smith. You are looking like the real deal, and I'm sorry. I hate to break it to Jahvid Best fans out there. He may not come back to a job.
Well, Jahvid Best was placed on the PUP list. He can't.
Kevin Smith looks fabulous, though. I'm saying he may never have a job.
Yeah, he may.
Kevin Smith is going to continue to progress. This offense is so talented.
As long as he stays healthy. He's another guy that gets hurt.
Okay, he gets question marks.
Question mark.
Congratulations. I liked it. I enjoyed this game.
27-23 Detroit.
That was a fun game.
Over the.
Steven says bad.
Bad
I say fun.
The New England Patriots travel to Tennessee to face the Titans, and after he gets a bloody nose, I'm talking about quarterback Tom Brady.
Yeah, did he get so squeamish around blood?
What is the deal with that?
With my wife and
yes.
blood? She was an athlete.
I tried to get her once to look at my daughter's knee that was bleeding.
Yeah.
And
well, you tried
like,
to get her to come in the house and look at her knee and see if she needs stitches. And Dee Dee nearly lost her dinner at that point,
yeah.
just at the suggestion. And no, we've got a relationship, Steven.
Yes.
She does puke, I do blood.
Okay.
And that's how it works. If a child has a severed limb, huh. I'm right there.
I think I'm gonna
implement
request that to
you should.
Trisha
does
can
puke?
Handle the puke. Right now I do it all. I do puke and blood.
Well, why? Because Trisha's wussing out in those circumstances or she's
know.
Not around?
I don't know.
I mean, you are the parent who's on hands more.
No, but I mean, she's usually
see, when
in
you're the
house.
Parent who's on hands, I've had to do puke because there's nobody to tap out to.
Right.
But if she's anywhere within 5 minutes, I'm telling the kids, mommy will be right here. Just keep hurling. Mommy will be right here. But if mommy's not coming, I'm right there. I'm rubbing the back, cold compress on the head. But yeah, so bloody nose for it. But you know what? So what? It's Tom Brady. His face is insured, I'm sure, for lots of money because he's so dang good looking.
The final score here, 34-13. You got
any surprises here?
Well, other than the fact that Jake Locker wasn't as good as I thought he was going to be.
Well, no. And then he had to go out for a little while because he got boo-boo.
Well,
and Matt Hasselbeck
out.
Had
yes.
to come back in. And Matt Hasselbeck looked okay.
Yeah.
He looked better than Carson Palmer, but that's not saying anything. I'm sorry. I take that back. Carson's so done. This will be Matt Leinart's team in a week. That being said,
I don't think it was Carson's fault.
I don't think he cares.
Oh.
That's the problem I have. I think Leinart still has enough years in him that he would like to restore his reputation.
Yeah, Hasselbeck finished 6 of 11 for 43 yards after Locker had thrown for 229 yards against the Patriots.
Scary looking injury. And here's another thing, because of bad officiating, if they had blown the play dead and gotten it right, nobody gets injured on this play. Instead,
yeah.
two people get injured on this play,
well,
including a quarterback.
Well, Nate Washington got injured because of the vicious hit to the head.
Yes. I mean, and trust me, there was nothing wrong with that hit, unfortunately.
You weren't going to stop that injury.
Nobody was. Okay.
The second injury
to
Locker.
The fact that they allowed the ball to get picked up and run with, and it's not blown dead, and then Locker feels like he has to get in there and fix his boo-boo.
Was that
a terrific tackle that he tried to make?
That play was bang-bang on the fumble. I mean, I don't know how you stop that play. I understand what you're saying, but that was kind of like, you gotta let it go because if it is a fumble.
Well, and we've criticized this with officials in the past. I'm saying it's got to be very confusing for players. What world am I living in?
Yeah.
What set of rules world where we err on this side or we err dramatically on this side? As I vented dramatically, the pendulum swing is abrupt.
And the fumble recovery by the Patriots that was returned for a touchdown was also questionable. A lot of people think Locker threw the ball forward and it was an incomplete pass.
Yeah, but we have that argument every week. Was it a forward pass? Was his hand empty, you know, when the ball came out and stuff?
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
It was a scoring interfering play, and that should be reviewed. And it wasn't.
Okay, I'm going to have another go with the officials. These games are taking too much longer because you guys all get together into groups of 50 guys, and you talk about it, and then you get it wrong. Yes. And you've got somebody upstairs that you're supposed to be able to talk to who's like a grandpa who knows better, and you still get it wrong.
The refs are having UN summits.
My goodness.
Every 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
UN summit time. And they come together.
We're going to move the ball 5 yards now. You took that long to move the ball 5 yards?
Yeah.
You should change the score if you're going to take that long. Jeez, people!
Yeah, after the Cowboys Giants game, I was like, okay,
well, those were the best team. They put the best officials out for the biggest game.
Yeah, okay, it's pretty good.
And then Sunday comes, and this is everybody else. And the games are taking well over 3 hours now, and that's too bad. It's almost like they knew, with the new start times being 25 minutes after the hour, they knew they were going to have this issue. But, okay, we're done.
All right, so unfortunately for Locker, he gets locked up. He's got a separated shoulder, but he said it's his non-throwing shoulder, so he says he's going to be ready for week 2.
I got to give a little shout-out and a little hand clap. Stephen Ridley.
I was about to say,
Stephen Ridley?
It better be the Stephen Ridley.
Yeah, dude, 125 yards and a touchdown. You looked good, and I might say, I told you so on Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Looking good. So this has been a good for both teams situation. Ben Jarvis was freed from the Patriots, where he would get more action, and Stephen Ridley's come in and taken his place and done really, really well.
Yeah.
You're mad because you missed your Bengals pick. That's why you're mad.
Because
he's making a little pissy face. I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, look, Ben Jarvis did really well. Yes, they lost.
We're not there yet. We've got to go.
Are we running really late?
34-13. The final, New England over the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if the Titans recover, and all I can say is Chris Johnson, why too yucky?
Why so sucky?
Or there you go.
I like that better. So sucky?
My goodness,
done with you, and I hope you enjoy your really nice cars.
Are you ready? Are you ready for his stat line?
Oh, Lord. Remember, we have to go.
4 yards on 11 carries.
God.
And his longest rush was 5 yards.
I'm going to do the math. I've got to do the math. 4 yards on 11 carries. Is it 4 divided by 11 or 11 divided by 4? I can never know. Okay, 4 divided. That's 0.36 yards per carry. All right? And where's a good Nelson left? Dude, you should be ashamed of yourself that you have lost your fire. That was the reason I brought up the Steven Jackson. Is because Steven Jackson's fire is obviously there.
You're trying to tell me he didn't at least rush for 1 yard per carry?
He didn't rush for a half.
0.36.
0.36.
Well, you know what?
I want to shame you into playing.
At least he put up 47 yards receiving. He caught 6 passes.
I listened to somebody on the Chargers on the drive into the cave talk about playing Tennessee next week. Yeah. Well, Chris Johnson, every time he gets his hand on the ball, he's in danger of nothing, sitting down and waiting for someone to touch him. Falcons at Chiefs. We told you so. Most dumbest wager line of the day.
I was trying to tell people.
When are people going to listen to us? High five us.
Jeffrey. Do you know that at the start of the game, this was a pick'em?
Oh, Lord.
It was a pick'em.
For whom? For whom?
I was like, you're going to give me all the Falcons got to do is win? They're going to kill Kansas City.
Nobody wins there in Arrowhead, Stephen. Nobody. You're living in the past.
40-24 beatdown of the Chiefs. And it was actually 40-17. The Chiefs scored a touchdown.
Garbage time.
That final garbage time touchdown with like a minute left in the game.
It was
way over. I got some angry tweets and emails from people saying, you said the Chiefs were only going to score 16 points per game. Okay, so I was wrong.
They
needed a garbage time touchdown.
Because
at the end
you
of the
were
game.
Losing by 34 points.
Yeah. It was not pretty for Kansas
It was
City.
Horrible.
The Chiefs need some help.
Chiefs need a lot of help. Matt Castle, 21 of 33.
Matt Ryan came to play, dog.
Matt Ryan has come to play. My Super Bowl prediction, as yours, are looking very, very good after week 1.
Yes.
Do we not say that?
You have
Baltimore,
to say that.
Atlanta, yes. Houston, Dallas.
Although,
shut up, everyone. Houston, shakier. of the four.
Yeah, they just needed to get going.
I'm not worried about Houston. I am not worried about Houston.
But you know what? Everybody's already talking about Harbaugh.
Could happen.
Right?
Steven, I'm writing you off, and I start thinking, that could actually happen pretty easily. Do I really think that Atlanta's a better team than San Francisco? Oh, no. Who got it better than them? Nobody.
Are they going to continue that again this year?
Why not?
Did you see the postgame? I don't know. I haven't seen the postgame
yet.
But
it's getting better than it was last year. And if no one had it better than them.
Anyways, 40-24. Wow. I love the fact that the Falcons took some time to throw a touchdown pass to Tony Gonzalez.
In Kansas City. That was awesome.
And he was able to go and
Togo
and
looks good.
Dunk the ball. Vernon Davis could
He's 100. Really oh, about. Vernon Davis. That was funny.
But Tony Gonzalez, good for him. He had a solid day, solid effort from Gonzalez. 5 catches, 53 yards and the touchdown. Welcome back.
Roddy White, Julius Jones. This is such a good team.
Julio Jones, baby.
Julio.
I was telling people, and a lot of people were kind of crazy, looking at me crazy.
Yeah.
When I said, you know what? If I got a chance to take a wide receiver, number one, I'm taking Julio Jones. Yeah. I know Calvin Johnson is Megatron. Yep. But one, I am not liking him on the cover of Madden. And two, I think Matt Stafford's going to spread the ball around a little bit more. Julio Jones is the man.
Stafford still went to Megatron a ton.
He did throw the ball.
How can you not? The guy's a foot taller than everybody.
But dude, he was covered pretty well by the Rams.
But it doesn't matter because he's that good.
Yeah, it does.
He's that good.
But
so congratulations.
Julio Jones, 108 yards on 6 receptions and 2 TDs. Good for the Falcons, 40-24. What a way to start.
Bad for the Chiefs.
Look, division. The
AFC is the AFC West. I've already given a first-round bye to Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos because they're winning their division. That's a given.
Yeah.
But because they get to play those clowns.
Yeah.
Twice each, they're going to have a great record, too.
All right.
Oh, my Lord. Here we go. Next game, Steven. Jacksonville, Minnesota.
The Jaguars travel to Minnesota to face the Vikings. Our first overtime game of the season, maybe.
And the first real overtime in the new overtime, modified overtime, ever.
Ever, yes.
And it went, you know what, Steven? Upon further review, I was wrong. I like this better.
Yes.
The Vikings scored
a field goal. They kicked off, and then
I thought they were going to score a touchdown.
Yeah, I thought they were going to score.
Now, first of all, Jacksonville was this close to winning this game.
Yes, this close. Yes,
which tells me one thing: the Jaguars are a lot better than a lot of people said they were.
Yes,
and they're showing up to play. They're showing up to play. Now, here's the problem. I got distracted by technology. I love technology, but not as much as I love you. But I still love technology.
Okay.
End of Napoleon Dynamite. Most people are laughing. Yeah. You're not. I don't care. I don't care.
Okay.
I got distracted by technology. Getting my lair set up in my living room.
Yes.
I did not announce on Facebook or Twitter or you that I changed my pick to Jacksonville.
I did notice that you changed it online, though.
I'm going to man up and take it as a loss.
Okay.
I'm going to take it as a loss.
Because it's a loss online.
Well, the bottom line is I want my numbers to be real.
Right.
And I did not get around to changing. Now, according to official Rants and Raves rules, I could claim this as a win, but that's weenie. Okay? Because I meant to, and I didn't.
But you did change it in the only official spot you need to change
it. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And I give you props for that.
Well, just for having that conscientiousness.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you for the backhanded compliment.
I see you're wearing the Westmont shirt today. How you doing?
I miss my son.
Yeah.
I miss my son.
All right, good.
He's going to come home next weekend, after this one, the weekend. So his birthday's Friday, but they've got a thing. They're going away.
Right.
A lot of the guys are going away.
So here's what happened. The Jaguars and Blaine Gabbert throw a huge touchdown pass to Justin Blackmon. No, not to Blackmon.
Short. Blackmon was largely
Blackmon got the two-point conversion. Shorts got the 39-yard touchdown.
I love
grab,
Cecil.
And then he threw a 2-point conversion to Justin Blackmon to give him a 3-point lead, 23-20, with, catch this, Jeffrey, 20 seconds left. There were 20 seconds left in the game.
Steven, I had the game because I felt badly about this on one of my TVs in my lair.
Yes.
I had this up.
You think it's game over,
I turned the game off! And then the next thing you know, it's Red Zone Channel. Scott Hansen showing me that we're still playing. I'm like, what's going on? I don't know to this day what happened.
Scobie kicks off for the Jaguars, and the Vikings return it to their own 31-yard line.
Wow, special
Ponder
teams.
Hits Aroma Shadu for 26 yards. They go out of bounds. Boom. First and 10 from the Jacksonville 43. He throws a 6-yard pass to tight end Kyle Rudolph. Second and 4. They've only got 4 seconds on the clock. They send out their kicker, and he nails, what was it, a 55-yarder.
Wow.
To tie the game. 55-yarder.
That would be long on any other day.
Yes, on any other day. Ties the game. They
Blair
go
Walsh.
To overtime. Vikings get the ball back. They march down the field.
Blair Walsh hits a 38-yarder.
Yeah, thanks to, you know, Adrian Peterson running the ball very well, by the way.
Adrian Peterson still running like he cares.
Yes. Do you like him a little
Chris
bit
Justin,
now?
I love it.
Okay.
Good. Dude, he was hardly.
You hated him before.
I didn't hate him. I was terrified.
You was a terrified?
I was a terrified.
And then, because of the new overtime rules, you kick a field goal. You don't win. You got to kick off to the Jags,
that
which
was
they
fun.
Did.
That was fun.
And the Jags
three
had
and
a chance.
Out. Three and out.
But fall four and out.
Four and out
because
you actually
down.
Have to go for it. Now it is time for the introduction, my friends, of Robert Griffin III. I'll talk about it because I know Steven won't talk about it.
Hold on one second.
What?
After
I
this
told
game,
you I would take care of it.
After this game.
He gets an A, by the way.
He sent me this song request.
Say my name, say my name. No one is
oh,
around
God.
You. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name.
And since he took the time to dedicate that song to
not
me.
Not because he kicked beep.
I got to say the man's name, Robert Griffin III, was on fire.
Falling.
Ballin'. I got to say his name one
more
time. RG3, baby. RG, I'm saying it.
320, two touchdowns.
And another 43 yards rushing, baby.
And he beat the Saints in the Superdome, which was impossible.
In New Orleans.
Warning to the Saints, friends. Warning to the Saints.
It is a warning to the Saints.
I said they're winning 8 games. Now I'm starting to wonder.
They made my bad list.
Yeah.
The Saints defense made my bad list. Jeffrey?
Starting to wonder.
They are starting the season as the worst defense in the league. Worse than the Browns. Worse than the Bengals. Worse than the Colts. They gave up more yards to a rookie quarterback than any other team in week one.
But Robert Griffin's that good.
Yeah, Robert Griffin came to play. I tell you what, that NFC East ain't going to be a joke this year.
Oh, well, with the exception of one team.
I don't even know. I think...
You
think they're going to play that bad every week?
No, they won't play that badly, but they won't have to play. They'll have to play better, but all that means is they won't suck completely.
All right.
Steven, I really don't believe in what's going on. Mike Vick, and we don't have time for this at all.
Yeah.
But Mike Vick has been the same guy since the end of 2 years ago.
I want to give
the
it
the end of 2 years
I
ago.
I want to give it up to another rookie. Not only was Robert Griffin III, which I'm going to. Robert Griffin III.
Can I say this guy's name?
Go ahead.
Alfred freaking Morris.
Man.
You, my friend, in ESPN Fantasy Football, where I own you, you don't have a picture, bro. You don't have a picture. And I benched Adrian Peterson because he was a big question mark. And I started Alfred Morris. And what did AP do? Had a great day. You know what Alfred did? Alfred the butler?
Yes.
He got more points.
96 yards rushing on 28 carries and 2 touchdowns.
Not pictured here. That's what I'm calling him, Steven.
This is the start that Cleveland thought Whedon and Richardson were going to have.
Yeah.
Instead,
yeah. Oh,
it's
no.
Robert Griffin III.
And the butler, Alfred.
And Alfred Butler.
Alfred Butler.
Alfred Morris. You got me calling him Butler. Alfred Morris, the butler. The butler Morris.
Congratulations. We got Buffalo Bill, Steven, in
Final score, 40-32 in New Orleans.
New Orleans. Yeah. Be afraid.
Yeah, Saints are in trouble.
Speaking of teams to be afraid, the Buffalo Bills got shellacked by Mark Sanchez?
What happened to one?
What?
The Bills got this great defense.
Steven, their defense is so good, and I own them everywhere. Oh, no.
Minus 8 points.
Oh, no.
And the Jets...
They can't do anything right. Their starters didn't score one preseason touchdown.
They scored six.
Yeah, you're talking about Sunday. Not preseason. Yeah they saved them all up.
They scored six now, yes.
They saved them all.
Well, five, because the six came on a punt return for a touchdown.
Real quickly, is it possible that Rex Ryan bringing in Tim Tebow was just what Mark Sanchez needed to focus and to take it to the next level? Is it possible?
I think part of the reason they brought him in was that. Come on, you got to
account
for
Tebow. He's looked before. Sanchez has looked this good before, but he has not looked this good in a while. Certainly not last season, where he just was balling. And it was so much fun to see. And let me tell you, Tebow was irrelevant.
He did have his one gratuitous throw.
Pick. Oh, dude. But that again. Usually he would have gone into the tank.
He was trying to make a play.
No, it was stupid. But he usually would have gone into the tank, and then there would have been three more picks.
Right.
And he didn't. He refocused. He redoubled his efforts after that flip play that I think I would try that, Steven. That was so dumb. I'm pretty sure I would try that. It was spastically dumb, okay? And I know that that's a pejorative in the UK, and we're sorry. But it's not here, and that's where you're listening to us. Moving on. So the Jets kicked the crap out of the Bills. We've got to get through all the games because time is running short, my friends. And after that, what do we got next? We got the horrible. Speaking of horrible, 0-16 watch is firmly in place here. The Miami Tannehills.
The Miami Tannehills facing the Houston Texans.
Horrible.
Here's what's crazy.
D-minus for Tannehill.
D-minus for Tannehill. This game was close.
Well, yeah, because this...
And then in the second quarter, on four straight offensive possessions, the Dolphins turned the ball over.
Yeah.
And then it was like 24-3. What?
You know what?
Whoa.
I think the Browns may have won this game, okay? So it's nothing positive about Houston here. Houston's going to be fine. But when you've got this sloppy of a game being played, not much good is going to come from it.
They scored 24 points in the second quarter off of four straight turnovers. And Tannehill was partly responsible for that.
Yeah.
He looked awful. He's not ready for prime time.
What are they going to do? They've fired David Garrard. Matt Moore, are they going to bring him in now? He's your anointed guy, and he's young. You can't just turn the reins over to someone else.
No, you got to go and hear. Here, I want to say something nice for all of our Miami Dolphins fans. This is Rota, because we got a lot of them, and we like a whole bunch of them.
We like them a lot.
But here you go. You guys get to play the Oakland Raiders next week. How about that?
It's a good thing we're not seeding games right now, because that would go into the crapper. And they're going to make us watch it. They're
going to
make us watch that out here in the West
Coast.
They are.
But that's why I got
golly
like
majolly.
Eight. TV's going at once.
Oh, that's bad.
You know, if you bring your stuff over here, we could probably have all 10 games in the morning.
That's all I've ever asked.
Yeah.
All I've ever asked is all the games and to hopefully get paid.
With all of our stuff that we got going on, we could probably.
People act like I want too much. I'm in the press box last night watching the Angels game, watching the Raiders Chargers game, and I'm getting paid. And people think that, and I was upset because I had to pay for my dinner.
Yeah,
the press box, because there's 81 home games, they can't feed you that many times home press.
Yes.
So you have to pony up $10.
Okay.
And you can go back and eat as much as you want.
Right.
But I want free dinner, too.
Yeah.
Is that too much? My God. I mean, really.
You've been spoiled by NFL
for free.
Press boxes.
I am. And the food's not that good, but it's free.
Yes. Yes. All right, Jeffrey, we got to move on. 30-10, the final score
30
there.
30-10.
The Houston Texans.
They're going to be fine.
They were like, you know, here's the deal.
Do we really
they
have to show up?
They went up 24-3 at half, and I felt that when they came back in the second half, they were like, Yeah.
The game of the day. The game of the week.
Yes.
The Packers host the 49ers?
Really?
That's how dominating the 49ers were.
Could you be saying that because you lost the pick?
No, everybody missed this pick.
Not
virtually.
Everybody.
A lot of people did, Steven. Yeah. A lot of people. 75% at least went with the pack. But they were so dominating.
Yes.
That the game honestly wasn't that interesting. Again, it was fascinating what was happening. But as far as a game goes, you're like, not that good a game. I mean, you just got beat down. You got beat down.
Are you just talking about the Packers?
Yeah.
Because the game was great.
Well, because of the significance. And it was close. It was an 8-point game.
I'm sorry. I usually let you get away with some of these. This is 30-22. This was a great game.
You don't let me get away with anything. Let's just be fair here. Randy Moss found his way back to familiar turf of Lambeau Field, and it was glory days.
30-22, the final. San Fran, we saw everything. We saw a game where David Akers became only the fourth man in NFL history to successfully boot a 63-yard field goal.
Can I give you the end of that kick?
Yes.
Dunk. Dunk. It was the shortest 63-yard field goal in the history of the NFL.
But
why is it shortest? Because if they were any shorter, it couldn't have gone over.
It hit on the backside,
dunk,
which allowed it to go in. But you got to hand it to David
Akers.
Of the other three guys, Jason Elam and Sebastian Janikowski did it in Denver.
Altitude.
Did it in Denver.
Mile high.
And they were 23 and 28 at the time.
Young,
yes.
David Akers.
Dempsey did it in New Orleans, and it was kind of tough because they played in Tulane Stadium.
That counts a lot.
That was pretty.
That's
but
legit.
He did have kind of like, you know, only the half a foot and a special shoe and
half a foot. It was half a foot. I'm just saying, it's not like it
wasn't a half a foot. He was missing his toes.
And he has a special shoe that's straight.
Shoe, yes, that
so
was
when
straight.
You kick it with your toe,
yes.
You have a slight edge.
Yes. But
this is
he
legit.
Was 33 years old. David Akers, 37 yesterday when he booted his 63-yarder.
Hats off. Congratulations.
For an older guy, you can still got that much leg to boot a 63-yarder. That's pretty impressive. All right, Jeffrey, we got to keep wrapping it up here. I can't say enough positive things, though, about the San Francisco 49ers.
I wish we could go on forever.
We can. Well, but we can't. And so that brings us to Carolina, Tampa Bay. Now you want to talk about a game that was just...
You're skipping Seattle and Arizona. Just so you. Speaking of,
well, we can get there. Let's just get this.
Should we take care of them together and go? Look,
at least the Seattle Arizona game got a little interesting at the end.
It did get interesting at the end but I want to say Russell Wilson, you may actually work in this league. You may actually work. He gets a C- for his rookie debut.
C-, huh?
But let me tell you, when you go and wait till the last second to pick your quarterback and you pick John Scary Skeleton and then he gets injured and you got to go to the guy that you paid all the money to, Kevin Corn on the Cobb, and he looks better, you've got yourself a gigantic mess in Arizona. And but their defense is so good. I'm not saying their defense isn't good. I'm saying they have no offense. Aside from Larry freaking Fitzgerald.
The final there was 2016, Arizona versus Seattle. This, fortunately for the league, ended the way it should be with the Arizona Cardinals winning.
Yes.
Had Seattle found a way to
with
pull it off
extra
at the
time
end
out.
With that extra timeout.
Which they consulted about for about an hour.
Yes.
And then they came back and got it wrong.
Giving them timeouts anyways.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, Jeff. There were a couple plays, which I think were maybe makeup calls there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
There were two pass interference. This is by the Cardinals.
Yeah.
That first, he threw a pass, and the dude literally face guarded him. He put his hand in the receiver's face and never looked back for the ball. You can do that in college, my friends, but you can't do it in the
NFL. Because I used to do that to my brother.
Right.
And he would call me on it.
Yes.
That was the only way I could stop him from catching passes.
Yes.
I put my hand right in front of his eyes. I wouldn't touch him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what this guy did.
You know what? When someone's got their hand in front of your eyes, you can't see the ball.
You can't face guard in the NFL. One. And then second, they were a little early to Braylon Edwards, preventing him from reaching up to catch that final ball on fourth down.
Right.
So there were a couple PI penalties that I think could have been called, but then that fourth It was a mess. Fortunately for Arizona, 2016 was the final. I just want to say about the Tampa Bay Carolina game. Carolina, you cannot.
Carolina didn't look good. Can we just say that? They did not look good.
Solely depend on Cam Newton. Net
There's
total
a reason
yards,
he didn't win many games
net
last year.
Total yards rushing. 10.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 10.
When you only rush for 10 yards in the entire game, you're not going to win football games.
Well, Steven, here, look at me and see if you can tell me, who the rushing leader was. He's a wide receiver.
Really?
Kealoha Polaris?
For
Carolina. He rushed for 5 yards.
He had the one end around for 5 yards. And then the next one was Cam Newton.
Yeah.
With 4 yards on five carries.
When you become a monodimensional team, you're not going to win. Tampa Bay knows this better than anyone. Yeah. And did Tampa Bay look as good as I said they were?
They were pretty
which
good.
Which is, they're a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And they played well. And I'm really glad that.
You hats off to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because their big problem last year was not being able to stop anybody from running the ball.
Right.
And when you hold them.
Well, they didn't try to run the ball. Well, so it's really hard to assess whether or not Tampa Bay could stop you running the ball. What do you don't try?
Well, they had 15 rushes. They had 15 rushes.
Okay.
So they tried. They just weren't getting anywhere. When D'Angelo Williams has 6 carries for -1 yard. You do the math.
Warning.
Because that's even worse than Chris Johnson.
Okay, what math do you want me to do, my friend? I'm going to do it.
He had 6 carries. For -1 yard.
I don't remember how to make my finger swipe that way.
So that
I'm
means
sorry.
he had -0.3 yards per carry or something.
Unfortunately, my laptop's not cooperating with getting me to the magic window. I just keep changing web pages.
Magic window.
All right, come on. We're in the hurry up.
-1/6.
I can't do it.
Yeah, you can.
Steven, my fingers are doing the thing to take me to the place.
All right. Anyway, that's just. That's just bad.
Okay. Oh. Well, we gotta go.
So anyways.
And this is my fault that we're rushing. I promised somebody lunch.
All right. He ran -0.16 yards per carry. -1.6 yards per carry. That's bad.
First of all, as I like to say,
Sunday night
you're
football.
Going the wrong way.
Sunday night football, Steelers at Broncos. Welcome back, Peyton Manning.
Wow.
That's all we got to say in this game, right?
Yeah.
And the game ended with Peyton Manning seeing something that he saw in the Super Bowl. Tracy Porter returning
Tracy
a pick
Porter,
for a touchdown.
Interception for a touchdown. Yeah. Oh, he's on your team now, bro.
Yeah, and Peyton's like, oh, he's playing for me now. Good.
To all the Denver people out there who said that we hated them, because we said that Tim Tebow is not a good quarterback.
Yeah.
You're going to be hearing a different tune this year. It's not – and we don't hate Tim Tebow. We just say he's not a very good quarterback.
He's not.
Okay? The Denver Broncos could go all the way this year. How much hate is that?
Manning completed 19 passes.
Manning comeback player of the year. He's already got that.
Yeah.
Now does he get MVP? The way he's moving people around and reading the defenses, watching Troy Polamalu, doing this. Oh, Troy moves again. Oh, doing this. Got to call timeout.
He dissected
that level of intelligence is only Peyton Manning.
He dissected a very good Steelers defense.
There's 2 mile an hour difference
Monday
in his
night
fastball.
Football, 2 games. Neither game was close. The Bengals got blown out by the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, it was Joe Flacco coming out and saying, at the beginning of the game, they're like, you said, you know, earlier this year that you were the best. You used to stand behind that?
And Jeff Ellis said you're going to win the Super Bowl.
Heck yes, I stand behind that. And what does he do? He goes on the first play, 52-yard, bam, boom, Torrey Smith. How you like me now, people? And then he they went on a tear.
He never stopped.
299 yards passing. Steven, he was 21 to 29, 2 TDs, no picks.
They scored at least a touchdown in every quarter.
Yes.
Okay? That's all I'm saying. That's how you get to 44, friends.
Yeah, Cincinnati, I misread you. I thought you were going to man up. Big boy Cajones were going to come on. You were going to come play some big ball.
Andy Dalton looked like a sophomore quarterback.
And yeah, that one pick that he threw to Ed Reed. And congratulations to Ed Reed for
dude.
The most return yard.
I like what my son said. He said, you are the Derek Jeter. When you leave the game, it will be changed forever. The better because of who you were. The law firm, 18 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown.
That's for you, because, you know, you called the law firm, and he had almost 100 yards.
And a touchdown, so he had a great monster day. Good for him.
Although they kind of gave him that touchdown. I think it was right at the end of the half. They're like, he got it.
Baltimore said John Harbaugh's going to give somebody something.
No, it was, once again, it was under 2 minute
warning. Just saying, would John Harbaugh ever give anyone anything?
It was under 2 minutes.
He wouldn't give you the time of day.
I think it was reviewed.
Hey, John, what time is it? Leave me alone!
I think it was reviewed. I'm saying that I think he was short in that touchdown. It was reviewed, and they said, no, he got in. And I was like, well, okay, if you say so.
Finally, friends, the two of the worst teams to play this weekend squared off.
The San Diego Chargers versus the Bad News Bears.
They were bad. Both teams were bad. They're bad, Stephen.
Chargers weren't that bad.
Yes, they were.
They just couldn't. I'm going to qualify the statement. The Oakland Raiders defense was pretty good, and they were just as good as I thought they were going to be.
They stopped the run, kind of.
That
used to be all you did against the Raiders was run the ball.
They've got really good at that, but it's not like the Chargers really have a stout running.
They don't until Matthews gets healthy.
However, every time the Chargers got the ball in great field position, they got the ball. So here's what happened. John Kondo, the long snapper for the Raiders, in the first quarter
with a head injury. His own guy knees him in
here
the head.
Here comes in Goffel. Goffel was
He's
awful.
A linebacker. Yeah. Nobody has a backup long snapper. And when you don't...
But you got to at least train somebody, Jeff. You don't have a second long snapper on your team, but there's got to be someone on your team who at least knows how to do it.
One of the things that somebody said to me in the press box is, wow, how young is that head coach? And he was referring to Dennis Allen.
Yeah.
I said, I asked the same question, and he's 39. This is his first head coaching gig.
Yeah.
Is that not the kind of mistake that a rookie head coach makes?
Yeah.
You don't cross your T's and dot your I's. That's the problem with rookie head coaches in the league, is that you don't know, you can't possibly get your arms around everything, and it cost them the game.
But because of those two bot snaps.
They weren't snaps, they were rolls.
That's okay. That they never got off the ground. I agree with you. They would have been pretty good in lawn bowling.
Jelly rolls.
But that's about it. I don't even think they were good in lawn bowling, to be quite honest.
Oh, my gosh.
But then he got a block
punt. Poor Shane
They
Leckler.
Got the ball at the 8, the 32, and the 43 of the Oakland Raiders. And all they managed were 3 field goals. Now, they at least got the field goals, but that's complimenting the Oakland Raiders defense.
I do want to thank Nate Kading for my 18 points in fantasy football everywhere, because I knew this Chargers team wouldn't be able to punch it in. That's why you draft a kicker.
I think they'll be able to punch it in. I just think the Raiders defense.
Sure.
I think the Raiders defense is going to keep them in a lot of games.
Phillip threw some very catchable balls that were not caught.
Yeah, and
it's going to be a frust. This is what they did last year, and they had more talent. It's going to be bad. That's what we got for you, friends. We thank you so much for joining us on NFL Rants and Raves. The preview show will be here.
Robert, I called you, man. Robert Griffin III.
We leave you with these gems from the biggest name in comedy.
Here you go, our friend Kostaki Economopoulos. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Football's back. Thank the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank the Lord Jesus.
Yes, I don't know if Tebow was actually saying thank the Lord, because he didn't get to play a whole lot.
Well, he had 15 snaps.
He lined him up as a wide receiver.
No, he didn't. He played. He played like a virgin. He got in the game. He blinked, and his part was over.
We're just going with it. Kostaki comes back. First of all, I just want to say we're going to hopefully have Kostaki on every week with us on these review shows.
He'll be as regular as a person taking a laxative. Trust me.
All right. So so what do you got for us? We've got you just started beautifully. Hitting Tebow.
Well, if I would have to turn in my NFL joke writer card if I didn't do 7 more Tebow jokes right now.
All right, number one, we just heard. Number
the
two.
The Jets look great. Come on, the Jets, you have to admit, the Jets look good, right?
They did.
Sanchez responded by being impressed by Tebow with a great game. Usually when a Latino is pressured by a Christian, it's some sort of missionary situation, so this is refreshingly different.
Or position, maybe.
Okay.
Don't mean to give you a new
Tebow,
one.
Tebow, clearly the backup, though, right? If that game is any sign of things to come. It's funny to me that a fundamentalist has been relegated to the bench by natural selection. I think that's a great
Charles
situation.
Darwin says thank you.
The Jets GM says Sanchez is going to get the lion's share of the snaps at quarterback. Do we really need to bring in the lion metaphor with the Christian? Is that a good idea to mix those two together?
A little soon.
Historically.
Let's go with the lion's share.
Historically, they don't play nice.
By the way, the Jets have the highest average ticket price in the league. The Browns have the lowest average ticket price. They come free this year with Taco Bell chalupas. That team is not good. I know
awful,
you saw that clip.
They almost won.
They did almost win because they played a team that was self-destructing. Yes. The Browns rookie, I know you saw that clip. The Brandon Whedon got caught underneath the 100-yard flag.
Right.
Before the game. I was happy because I bet the under. I was like, this kid is not going to get it together today.
He was under.
He only threw for 118 yards. He was awful in that game.
Somebody told me his quarterback rating was 5. I never even heard of that before.
Didn't know he could do single digits.
In his defense, it was 5.1.
Oh, I didn't mean to undercut you there, Brandon. Sorry, buddy.
You know,
he threw four picks, and Vic threw four picks. There were 8 interceptions in that game. That's a lot of passes to the wrong team. Like Bill Clinton in a lesbian bar. These are the jokes, everybody.
We had to get Bill Clinton in there.
You know,
boom.
He's coming back to form. He's going to take over soon.
I don't know. He's
kind of topical this week.
He's going to look like Vladimir Putin soon. He's just going to never go away.
We got to touch on the Redskins, RG3. He looked great, too. This week, there's more hope in D.C. than an Obama campaign ad. They're very excited.
Oh, gosh.
Buddy Jurgensen said of RG3, he's the best quarterback play he's ever seen in his first game. I'm sure RG3 will be happy to hear that once someone explains to him who Sonny Jurgensen is.
Oh, come on. He probably knows who Sonny Jurgensen is.
I bet he doesn't. It's like a distant memory in my head, and I'm 20 years older. And I read this. Apparently, Hard Knocks edited out footage from the documentary that made the Dolphins look bad, which is why the last episode was only 4 minutes long.
You know, in that They did actually edit things out. They intentionally cut out the cutting of the quarterback, David Garrard.
Yes.
They left that out, and they put that as a little footnote at the end. They tried to cut Garrard so late that it wouldn't make it into the show, but they actually added it as a little footnote at the end. David Garrard was cut earlier this day.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. Now, was that HBO? That wasn't the team trying to cover that up?
No, the team
let him go late
to
try and keep it out of Hard Knocks to make it not as depressing as it already was.
Right.
Wow, that's interesting. And the other Florida team, the Jaguars, are going to fine Maurice Jones-Drew $800,000 for his holdout, and they're going to make him play for the Jaguars. That's a double whammy.
I'm glad he's back, though.
I'm glad he's back because I was getting tired of watching Clint Eastwood talk to his empty locker. I thought that's ridiculous, but reasonable.
Tom Brady got
a bloody nose during a sack. Fortunately for him, his wife's a supermodel, so she probably knows how to handle a bloody nose. I'm just guessing. Spreading rumors.
That is rumor. Hey, that's rumor control right there.
The Niners won. 49 is the year of the gold rush, and apparently the number of times Randy Moss gets a second chance.
Moss looked good, many times.
Though. I'll close out on this one. The Niner kicker tied an NFL record with a 63-yard field goal. It was a long shot. It bounced off the crossbar, and somehow it went in. I think that's how my daughter was conceived. Ta-da!
Kisaki Katamopoulos, where are you going to be appearing next, Kisaki?
I'm all over the place. I'm in Indianapolis this weekend and other parts of Indiana next weekend. All those details are at Kostocki.com, my schedule, the iTunes, the clips, the NFL memes, they're all there. It's all there.
We've been pimping the heck out of your memes.
We tweeted those memes, and we'll put the website back out there. Kostocki Economopolis, Kostocki.com is the website. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure. More football. Whee!